You know, one of the things that I'd like to encourage you to do, if you have fallen victim to this sort of plot, this sort of scheme, and people have come to you, I mean an army of people just coming, one after the other, spreading an evil report about this person, confess to yourself, confess to God, that you let those people snow you. You let them deceive you. Just admit to yourself, you were deceived. And don't make the mistake of second-guessing yourself, because a lot of times God is speaking to us and he's speaking to our consciences even while evil people are speaking to our ears and to our eyes, speaking to our ears with their pleasant tones of voice, their concerned tones of voice, and those facial expressions that look so concerned and so worried about us, while they're spewing out their slander. God is speaking to our consciences, speaking to our spirits, and letting us know we need to be shutting this down. We need to be sending them on their way and not even listening. Someone else comes and they have something negative to say, you need to be asking yourself, wait a minute, hold up now. Why are all these people coming to me with a negative report about this one person? And don't assume that just because a lot of people keep bringing these negative reports, that it's got to be true because a lot of people are coming. How many people had a whole lot of negative things to say about the Lord Jesus when he was on this earth? How many Pharisees? How many Sadducees? How many people on the night of his so-called trial? How many people have had something negative to say about Jesus since he rose and returned to heaven? 50? 100? 1,000? 10,000? 300,000? How many people have said he's just a farce? He's not what he says he is. He's a liar. How many people have said over the decades and maybe even centuries that he was having sex with various people, various women? How many people have said he's just a prophet, minimizing who he is in the minds of many people? Just because a whole lot of people have something negative to say about Jesus, that still doesn't make anything true. How many people have had negative things to say about you? Were their reports true just because quite a few people were bringing negative reports about you? Don't assume that just because a number of people were bringing a variety of negative reports about someone, that makes any of it true. We need to keep in mind that people do plot. And they plan and they scheme. How do you know it wasn't just a plot by people serving darkness to send someone with a negative report and have someone else come with a negative report? How do you know they didn't sit down and even determine how far out they would space the delivery of the negative reports? You need to allow yourself to get quiet. Let God talk with you some more about the negative reports that you've heard over the years. And let God tell you whether those negative reports were true or not. You need to let God reveal to you who your real enemies really are. And I can tell you this. Anyone who would come to you to deceive you about anything is not your friend. Even when it comes to deceiving you about who someone else is, deception is deception. And if they come to deceive you, number one, they don't love you at all. Number two, they definitely don't respect you the way they want you to think they respect you. They don't honor you the way they want you to think they honor you. Because if they truly honored you, if they truly respected you, they would have no desire to deceive you. And they certainly would not have acted on the desire and made the attempt to deceive you, especially when that deception was intended to contaminate your heart and turn you against someone who was for you. Don't let your pride get in the way of you making things right with that person and with God. And if you don't have the courage to call that person, ask for a meeting. And this is what God tells us to do. When we know we have offended our brothers, we're to leave our offering at the altar, go to our brother. And we're to make amends with our brother whom we've offended. That's what you're supposed to do because that's God's command. But if you don't have the courage to do what God has commanded you to do, at the very least, stop being malicious towards that person and admit to yourself and admit to God that you were wrong, that you allowed yourself to be deceived, and that you developed malicious, hostile feelings towards that person. And you know how you treated that person. Don't lie to yourself anymore. Don't lie to God about it. Just be honest at this point. You need to take some steps. You need to take some steps that are going to put you in position to be forgiven by God. You really need to be forgiven by the person you've offended. Now, more than likely, that person has already forgiven you, but you still need to do your part to bring about reconciliation. In James, we're told, confess our faults one to another. And of course, we're then told, we pray for one another that we might be healed. Forgiveness and healing. Confession of faults, prayer, forgiveness by God, healing by God. Confession of the fault, request for forgiveness, and prayer to God, forgiveness by God, healing by God. The confession needs to be made primarily to the person you offended. That's why the Lord Jesus said, leave your gift at the altar and you go to the one you've offended. So if you really want to do this right, if you really love God the way you say you do, and you really want to do this right, then you call a meeting with the person you have offended. You call a meeting with the person you've done wrong. Ask them if they will meet with you. And then when you meet, don't make any excuses for your sin. Don't try to justify it. Don't try to minimize it. Be just as bold and courageous at confessing your fault and asking forgiveness from that person as you were bold and courageous when you were being ugly towards that person. Now you're just using courage in the way that God intends for his people to use courage. Be reconciled to your brother. Even if your brother is younger than you, God could care less about the age difference. He's looking at the sin and the need for reconciliation the way he has prescribed it. You need to obey God. Get this done. And in the process, forgive the people who have deceived you and caused you all this trouble. Forgive them. They were wrong. We're not talking about making excuses for their behavior. We're not talking about trying to pretend like what they did was okay. It was not okay. It was sinful. It was intended to be destructive, but forgive them. That's why we love too. We love so that we can forgive the people who do us wrong. And they did you wrong by deceiving you and getting you to have hostile feelings towards someone who had no hostile feelings towards you. Love.